Well, the CDC says there have been at least 101 individual cases of measles in 10 states, including Washington State, where the health department reports at least 54 confirmed cases. That outbreak has sparked a debate about requiring vaccinations. And a Republican lawmaker in Clark County, Washington, is sponsoring a bill that would tighten restrictions on vaccination exemptions there. State Representative Paul Harris joins us now. Welcome.
Oh, great. Thank you for the invite.
And first of all, before we get to your solution to this, what is the situation where you are with this outbreak at this point? Do you feel that it's under control?
Well, it's not completely in control, but it has slowed down. We're at about 52 cases of the measles in my area, and the last case hadn't been out among the public, so that's good news. And yeah, I think we're getting to a sense where we feel like we're getting more control of it.
Do you think that the reason for the outbreak is that some have not been vaccinated, and that if they were vaccinated, that this wouldn't have happened?
Absolutely. I mean, the actual strain came from over in Europe, but if the individuals had been vaccinated, then we wouldn't be facing what we're facing today. That is correct. If they had been vaccinated, this wouldn't have been a problem.
So you have proposed a bill. What would it do exactly?
Well, what the bill does is it gets rid of the personal exemption in our state. It's the number one exemption used by children in our schools. So there's three exemptions. One is personal or philosophical. The second is religious. And the third is medical. This bill will just deal with the personal or philosophical. So basically, if you philosophically or personally are opposed to vaccinations or just don't like them, you can opt out. And this would get rid of that exemption. If they have a religious exemption, they can declare that and it will be honored.
And a similar bill failed a few years ago. Do you think this one will pass?
Yeah, well, this is a little different. So this only gets rid of the personal exemption for measles, mumps, and rubella. So just the one vaccine. It's the most contagious. It's the most difficult to contain. So the bill a couple years ago got rid of all personal exemptions for all vaccines. Mm-hmm. This one just does the one. And I think we'll have good results this time. I really do.
Do you think minds have been changed after what you've been through just now with this outbreak?
Yeah, I think it's really gotten their attention. And I guess the only good news out of this is we've seen vaccination rates in Clark County go up five times fold, where we were averaging about 200 a week. We're at 1,000 a week now. So the opposition, those that really felt like plenty of kids were immunized, that can't be the case because we have a lot of kids getting immunized right now because of this outbreak, which is good, but it's not the way it should happen. They should have been had the vaccination before we have the disease in the area.
I want to read you a tweet because this has gotten political as this outbreak has gone on. And this is a tweet from Darla Shine, who's the wife of the White House Communications Director Bill Shine, tweeted this in response to a measles outbreak story on CNN. She said, hashtag fake, hashtag hysteria. The entire baby boom population alive today had the measles as kids. Bring back our childhood diseases. They keep you healthy and fight cancer. What do you think of that?
Wow. Well, I guess what I would like to hashtag them is to say, over in Europe, there's been 82,000 cases of measles in the last couple of years, and about 120 people have died from the measles in Europe. We do not want these diseases back in our environment. And I think the idea that just to say because some of us were fortunate enough and didn't die from these diseases, if you go back into our history, 500 to 700 people a year were dying from the measles. So I don't think it's hysteria. I just think it's something that's very controllable. We could avoid this if we would just have been vaccinated. So why would we go through this?
Why do you think there are so many people where you are in the Pacific Northwest who are anti-vaccine?
I think there's a lot of information that floats around on the internet. I think there was a report years ago by a doctor on autism that said that the cause of autism was because of vaccines. And I think a lot of these studies have been debunked. But who I would like people to go to is to their primary care physician. Sit down with a doctor that you trust, that you've gone to for your family's medical history and when you're in difficult times with health. Sit down and talk to your doctor about vaccinations and get well informed from a professional.
So you're confident your bill will pass. How soon do you think that can happen? When will it be law?
Well, as I say, no law becomes a law by accident here. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty confident, though. We've heard the bill, heard the initial hearing on it. We will vote on it either today or Friday. Then it will go to the House floor and we will vote on it. and then we'll go over to the Senate, and it goes through the same process. It has the votes in committee. I'm pretty confident it has the votes on the House floor. I sit on the Rules Committee. I will pull the bill out of Rules, and we'll have a vote on the House floor. And, yeah, hopefully this will proceed through the process and become law, and more kids will be safe in our state.
That is Washington State Representative Republican Paul Harris talking to us about the measles outbreak in his state and the bill that he's introduced to address it. Representative, thanks for speaking with us.
Absolutely. Thank you for your time.